Got it, Rex.
Yeah, g'day, mate. It's Aaron Evans here. I'm calling. I had a GC8 interview, blokes, a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Did a Link ECU, new VF34, and a tune.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble with compressor surge.
Okay.
So I didn't drive the car much because initially I thought it was the blower valve leaking. So I got a GFB response off here. And I spoke to GFB. So basically I was having trouble with either surge or a blower valve problem. Basically I blocked the atmospheric port, switched it all the way to atmospheric mode. And it's still doing it. So wide open throttle, like pulling away, like fifth gear, fourth gear, bit of third gear, from 3,500 to 4,500 RPM. It's doing it quite bad.
Is it just a noise or can you feel it?
No, I can feel it. It's chuffing and chattering and fucking hesitating.
Let me just grab water for you.
Yeah.
Hello, Warwick speaking.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good. Who have I got there?
Aaron.
Aaron, last name, sorry?
Aaron Evans. I had a GT8 interview a few months ago.
Yes, I remember. How can I help, mate?
I'm having some issues. I've had a bit of a good look at it. I'm pretty confident it's compressor surge.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I didn't actually drive it much. I work 3-in-1. Initially, I thought it was a blower valve.
Okay.
Is
it when you lean into it high gear?
Yeah.
Low RPM? Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, not even. It's like fifth gear, does it in fifth wide open, does it in fourth wide open, like from 100. Between 3 and 4.5. From about 4.5, it cleans up.
So you've got, that's a pretty typical VF turbo, right around 16 to 17 pounds of boost. They'll compress a surge. You've got a couple of options. You can drop the boost out of it.
Yeah.
Down low, but then you're going to lose a bit of torque normally.
Well, it's hesitating currently, so it's losing torque anyway.
Shouldn't be losing power. You've got something else going on there then.
Yeah, because it's surging and I can feel, I think it's triggering the blower valve, the surge. Do you know what I mean?
Can be. Do you know what you could do as a test? Run the wastegate line direct from the turbo to the wastegate.
Yeah.
So a little drop the boost down and see if it goes away.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah,
nice, easy test.
Yeah,
because it's
even
with the blow off, the one variable there you got a front mount. There's a lot of air that it's sort of storing in there essentially.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I blocked the blow off valve and it's still doing it.
How did you block that?
So basically, I spoke to GFB because it's a hybrid valve with the adjustment. Mm-hmm. I basically just blocked. I've got a plug for the atmospheric port because I wanted to run it full recirc.
Yes.
So basically, if I turn it to full atmospheric with the plug blocked, there's no internal bypass, so that basically blocks the valve.
Okay.
I spoke to them about it.
And
I've got the yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea to do that because you're better off having that open on that.
Oh, it was just for a test. It was just for a test to make sure it wasn't the valve.
Yeah.
I wouldn't run it like that.
No, no, so more so that it recirculates to the inlet. Have it full recirc soft so it can vent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, no, it was venting. It was venting to atmosphere, but I had the port plugged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I just did it as a test. You know what I mean?
Okay. The compressor surge, you sort of stuck there with the VF turbo, if it is that. It sounds like there's something else going on there, though. Like normal compressor surge, you'll normally hear, but you won't feel. Like
oh, I can hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be able to feel it. Well, it's not excessive. But it's definitely creating a bit of a stumble. Do you know what I mean? It's not a misfire, but... Yeah, right.
Definitely try that test, because basically what that's going to do is run the boost as low as it can be down low, so it'll just be running off the wastegate.
Yeah.
And then that'll essentially take the turbo boost out of the equation. So it'll be like 8 pounds down low and see if it does the same thing. If it does the same thing,
okay.
other problems. If it doesn't, great. We can then sort of work that into a point where we can get as much boost as we can get out of it without the compressor surge.
Like, yeah, righto. That's cool. So I've got to run the line, which one are you talking?
So the compressor, so out of the turbo, it'll have like a little T-piece that goes from the wastegate to the compressor housing. You run just
and the T-piece goes back to the boost controller solenoid,
Correct, yeah. So you just take that whole assembly off, so it's all in one piece, and you just run a hose straight from the compressor to the wastegate. And what that'll do is it'll drop it down to just the spring pressure on it.
Oh, okay,
Nice. Yeah,
righto.
Yeah.
So take the T-piece out, join those two lines.
Yeah, spot
and
on.
Just go from there. Yeah,
just
I can do
see
that.
If it does it. Yeah, and if it does solve it and doesn't sound crap or anything like that, then what we can do is we can, I know you're far away, we can jump in on the laptop and we can just drop the duty cycle out of it down low.
Yeah, well, I've downloaded the software and got it all working.
Nice.
I just wanted to know, basically I was going to go and do some road tests for you and take some logging some data.
Yeah, you can.
And just give you a look at it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, do that test first, and then it can put us into like a, so we're not wasting time, because every time you've got to go on the highway, back and forth. So let's do that first, and if it is that, then what we can do is we can jump in, drop the duty cycle down, and retest it, and we can get some data logs of that. And you just say... This is where
Am I gonna need to come down and see you again?
We can do it all remotely. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Right.
Yeah.
No worries.
Easy peasy, mate.
Yeah, that's good. I'll do that. I was talking to, do you know Justin Hudak?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so Justin's a good mate of mine.
He's a good guy.
I was chatting to him. His car does a similar thing.
Yeah.
But not as bad, you know what I mean?
No, he's got a big turbo on his he's got a Blouch turbo.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah, so they've got better aero. The compressor surge comes from the turbo chopping the air at the front when the engine can't adjust that. So all we do is just drop it down, because we don't want to lose the mid-range and up top. The other thing we can do is like even do per gear. So first, second, third, we don't pull the power away from it down low, because you're not really going to hit the same boost down there. And then fourth and fifth, we can drop the duty cycle, just the low RPM out of it.
Yeah, second gear is fine. Third gear does it a little bit. Fourth and fifth is shit house.
Yeah,
so,
it'd 100% be that. And you've got a big front mount on there. Compressor surge.
It's just, and it's got a cob up pipe on it, so maybe that might be making it worse. You know what I mean?
It's probably spooling it quicker. So it's just a recipe for compressor surge.
Righto. No, I wasn't aware that it would become cause such an issue, or I might have gone with a different turbo.
It's hard because they still give you the best performance for the boost that we're running. Like Justin's is a good example, actually, like the Blouch 1.5. That'll make less power at the same boost that you have until you get to about 21 pounds, and then they become in their efficiency range and they start to run.
Yeah, right. Well, they tend to, you lose a lot of your mid-range with something like that.
And like the dyno graphs don't paint a picture. It's also the the delay between gears that you don't see. His is on the 85, so it's a bit, it's cheating, but it's, on 98, I still reckon you went with the right turbo there.
Oh, the thing's great, man. Like, it shifts so beautiful. Like,
it's good, man.
Like, it's heaps better in every way. I just need to sort this little fucking...
No, do that little test and just give me a buzz back when you're
ready. Yeah, righto.
And then we'll solve
No worries. And then is there any benefit in me logging some data for you or what's
you can.
Go there?
It's probably more to get you comfortable doing it. So maybe
do it
on gate pressure, do a data log for me. And then, we'll go from there, man.
Yeah, I used to work for Ford in development, so I've had a bit of a play around with that sort of shit.
Yeah, you'll be fine, man.
I thought I might have had to come down, so it's good that I don't.
No, it's epic. No, because there's no timing changing or anything like that. The logs will tell me if it's picking up detonation or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just we'll try to get that in a point. I reckon we'll probably have to run around 15 pound download.
Yeah, righto. Yeah.
It's all about
so what's it going to be running now?
About
up around 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, righto. No worries. Yeah, well, I'm pretty cool. I'll do your test and stuff, but.
Sweet.
Pretty confident because from 4.5 it cleans up, but obviously fifth gear at 4.5 you're doing 100 mile an hour by that stage.
Yeah. The other thing that'll happen is even if we just take the nose of it off, basically like right at 3 grand, often what happens is so it doesn't get itself into that shit spot, so you can then ramp it up pretty quick straight afterwards. This is once it
starts, it's the thing that it keeps doing it. Yeah, you know I mean, it almost makes itself worse.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. So,
if we
can just take the edge off it, I reckon we're in the winner there.
Yeah, too easy. All right, well, Warwick, is it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks heaps for your help. I'll go and do that tonight. I'll log some data for you and...
tuning at godatrex.com.au.
Yeah, righto. Just shoot us to that and you guys will get it.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Too easy, and then I'll give you a call back. I'll give you a call back tomorrow, I'd say.
Yeah, and let us know how it felt and if it made the same sort of noise or anything like that. But
yeah, too easy. Righto, thanks heaps, mate.
No worries, mate. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Righto. See ya.